The Memorandum of Understanding seen by South Sudan in Focus was signed by UNMISS boss David Shearer and Jonglei State Governor Dine Jok Chagor. Bure Ajang Duot, the head of delegation Jonglei State Governor Chagor sent from Juba to Bor to explain the MOU to the IDPs, says the state is ready to protect the camp's occupants.
They want more assurances, but we believe that they are there. You know, we told them that, you know, they are going now to the town, and the people, you know, the local people, they are, you know, they are very normal. There is no any fighting, there is no any, you know, people are not aggressive.
UNMISS, acting head of the UNMISS field office in Bor, Isidore Bushwe, says the decision to transfer the security mandate to Jonglei authorities was prompted by some progress made in implementing the peace deal. Bushwe says the site can remain as a normal IDP camp like other camps across the country.
Today we don't have IU and IG fighting. We went through some rapprochement even at the political level, but also at community level we are pushing for this community rapprochement.
Bushwe says the government will take charge security while UNMISS takes a backseat to security operations at the camp.
We also have on standby a quick reaction force that can intervene in 15 minutes. We have also in place our police, the UNPOL, at the access point, and have also the formation of the police patrolling and ready to assist the people in the POC. So it's not like we are leaving the POC unprotected.
Makwach Munkem, chairman of the internally displaced person living at the UN-run site in Bor, says thousands of IDPs protested against the change, saying they do not feel safe.
We are here because in 2014 we was attacked and 147 was killed. And the windowmen, they are here. Yeah, and the children also, that the relative and father and mother was killed. And outside there is no unified force that can protect us. Who if we go out, who will protect us? While there is no unity government. There is no deployment of unified force.
Munkem says the parties have done little to implement Chapter 2 of peace deal regarding security arrangements. He says IDPs are skeptical about how state authorities will protect civilians without unified security forces as provided for in the peace agreement. Munkem also worries that women and girls who leave the camp to collect firewood will not be protected. UNMISS boss Shearer announced earlier this month that UNMISS withdrew its peacekeeping force from POC site in Bor and Wau, saying the security situation had improved and IDPs could return home. The revitalized peace deal signed 2 years ago has yet to be fully implemented. Critical tasks like training and the unification of government and opposition forces has yet to materialize. The national legislature also has yet to be reconstituted, and state government structures have yet to be established. After a session on South Sudan peace process in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa last week, the African Union's Peace and Security Council urged the parties to accelerate implementation of all outstanding tasks through a commitment to the spirit of consensus building and constructive dialogue. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng, reporting from Bor.